Democrats in the state legislature have released a list of policies that they're calling the People's Bill of Rights. They say the measures will benefit Tennessee's middle class. The list includes raising the state's minimum wage, lessening sentences for marijuana possession, and opposing school vouchers. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The full slate of legislation runs to 14 pages. Many are measures that Democrats have proposed in the past but haven't gained traction. Taken together, Democrats say their proposals will build a stronger economy, make neighborhoods safer, strengthen public education, spread high-quality health care, and remove obstacles to voting. The measures represent bedrock Democratic principles, says House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh.
This is going back to the basics. There's not anything that you have not heard and we have not been speaking about for years.
Few of the measures are likely to pass this year, with Republicans firmly in control of the State House. But Democrats say they'll try, and at the very least, the proposals highlight their differences with Republicans. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.